Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis. Notice the Mishnah begins, Ki yoytze boy, roitzeach shegolo li'ir miklotoy. What is this halacha? We've been talking about, of course, the Ari Miklot since the beginning of the Perek. And now the Mishnah tells us that a roitzeach that ran to the Ir Miklot, v'rotu anshiu ir lechabdoy, and the local people wanted mechabedin. After all, Ari Miklat was not solely for Rotzchem B'Shoigig. Anybody can move to an Ir Miklat. They all belonged to the Levium, but the Levium could go and rent it out or sell it to anyone that they wanted to. So if a newcomer comes to the town and the Gabba says, I want to go and give you Shishi in the middle of the week, or give him Mafta Yoina on Pesach or something like that, they want to be Mechabedim, Yoim Elohim, Reitzeach ani. He should go and give them full disclosure and tell them, Rabbi Yisai, Ich ben a Reitzeach. Even though I'm a Reitzeach b'shoigeg, but I'm a Reitzeach. And therefore, I may not be deserving of a kibud. Amuloy. So the goyim, if the gaboyim say, Afu piken, nevertheless we want me mechabed you, yikabu mehen, then he should go and accept the kibud. Shenemar, v'zeh devar ha-Reitzeach. This dibur that we're talking about, this is the dibur of the Reitzeach, that the Reitzeach should initially refuse the honor, but if they insist on it, then he can continue on and he can take the kibud after all. Now the obvious question is, what is this kiyotziboy? Similarly, similar to what? If you go back to the prior Mishnah, which is only a few lines above, it doesn't talk about anything about kibudim or anything related to that. So there are two mahalchim in the Mefarshim. One mahalch is that of the Ritva, and he says, no, this is in fact a continuation. Because if you go back to the prior Mishnah, which is only six, seven lines above, what does it say? It says at the end of the Mishnah, if you have a Ben Levi, goyle me'ir li'ir. If you have a Ben Levi who lives in one of the 48 Orim, that is the six Ari Mikla plus the additional 42, he lives in one of the 48, and unfortunately, he killed B'Shoigeg. What's the din? He's Goyle. He has to go into Golas from his city to another Ir Miklat. And the obvious question is, why? After all, if he lives in Ir Miklat, let him stay in the Ir Miklat. Why does he have to move Me'ir Li'ir? No, but the reason is Zugna Mefarshim, so that he should not feel at home. After all, the whole Inyan of Ari Miklat is that the person wants to get a shtikl kapara for the fact that he killed B'Shoigig, Rachmona Litzlot. Of course, it was not intentional. It was an accident. But nevertheless, it happened and someone died. So we don't want him to still feel like he's a groyser knacker. He does have a bit of a pegam, a bit of a blemish on his record. And that's why we tell him, you could theoretically stay in your city. In fact, the Gemara said, he can go me Pelech lepelech, or mishchuna lishchuna, I should say. In the same city, he can move from one neighbor to another. He can move from the west side to the east side. He can move from Manhattan to Brooklyn. He can move. However, it's preferable that he go me'ir li'ir. Why? So that he should go and feel a refugee. He should feel the pain of having to leave his mokaim and move somewhere else and not feel like a big shot. Ah, zoktin zemishnah, ki oitz moi similarly. If in the new city they want to go and give him a kibud, he should immediately disclose, I don't know if I'm ra'oi for a kibud. After all, I killed B'Shoigeg. So that's the normal pshat. A pshat al-Khair works nicely, the connection between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. However, if you'll notice, there's right before the word masnisin in our Gemara, there's a gimel. And that gimel is the Hagoyis HaBach. And the Bach tells us that in fact we have here a textual error. And that is that the prior Gemara, right before where it says Mishnah, we should have said, Ki be'ir miklato yeshiv ir shekotosei kvar ki yoytzeboy. This ki yoytzeboy goes on yesterday's Gemara, and our Mishnah begins, Roitzeach shegolol ir miklato, a brand new Mishnah. What does ki yoytzeboy have to do with the prior Gemara? You recall we were talking about over there, what happens if Chas V'Shalom, a person goes and kills B'Shoigeg? He has to go to the Ir Miklat. Okay, now what happens if a person, a Ben Levi, who lives in one of the Arim Mikla. What happens if he killed? So he can go from ear to ear, or he can go from a shchuna to shchuna in his own town, in his own ear miklat. And what's the raya? This ear miklat that he's been leaving until been living until now, where until now he's been living there in peace and quiet, because that was his ear until now. If Chas HaShalom he went and killed, he could theoretically continue living in his ear, but he has to go from Shchuna leShchuna. So the Kiyotze boy goes on the prior Gemara. Okay, we continue on to the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and now we talk about one of the differences between the six Arei Miklat and the other 42 additional Arei Halavim that also served as Arei Miklat. Says the Mishnah at the top, Malam Hoyu Schar LaHalavim. Tivrei Yehuda, Remeir Oimale Hoyu Mal Lehen Schar. Those people that were in the Arei Miklat, the Reitzchem B'Shoigeg, did they have to pay rent to the owners of the real estate in which they resided? Says a Mishnah to Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, they had to go and pay rent like anybody else pays rent. If you're a tenant, you got to pay. No, they did not have to pay rent. We'll see in the Gemara shortly what the basis of the Machlokes is. That's how Rashi learns. If you look at the top, Rashi, Malam Hoyu Orim Schar Lalevim Shiroitzchem Soichem Mehem Es Bate Hadira. Oh, you have to go and pay rent for the Bate Dira. The top Toises, however, said, no, Avad, everybody has to go and pay rent. If you're living in somebody else's premises, you got to pay rent. The Machloikis is you have to go and pay local real estate taxes or any local taxes. Masma Arnuna, is this only for Livian? Or even those Reitzchim that happen to be the Reitzchim that are living there because they killed Bishayi. What's the basis of Machloikis? Do they have to pay? Don't they have to pay whether it's rent or tax? We'll see in the Gemara shortly as soon as we finish the Mishnah. And finally the Mishnah tells us another halacha. What happens when the Kohen Gadol passes away? And now finally, the Reitzchem Shoigig are able to go home. What happens when they go home? Are they reinstated in their full glory in terms of their prior positions? Rashi gives example. What happens if he was a Nosi or Rosh Bezdin? Do we reinstate him or no? Is it machlokes? Meir says he goes back to the same position of honor that he had until now. Even though this may have been 20 years ago, but nevertheless, he is reinstated. No, he's not reinstated. And since he lost it as a result of going to refuge in the Arei Miklat, he does not return to that position of prestige. Again, what's the basis of Machlokes? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Zok Gemara. We said at the top of the Omer that you have to go and pay rent according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rameh says you don't pay rent. Omer Avkana Machloikis B'Sheish. By the Sheish Arei Miklat is the Machloikis. The Marasov Lechem Liklita. Umarasov Lechem Lechol Tzorcheichem. What does it say Lechem? It says in the Pasuk, Voyu Lechem He'orim Lemiklat Migoyel. Voyu Lechem. Lechem means for you. And what means for you is Machloikis, how broad you should interpret the word lechem. According to the first man, the Amar, lechem is leklita, only for absorption. In other words, go there to have a makam of refuge from the fact that unfortunately you killed Bishoygig, and this gives you a degree of kapara. Amar sav lechem lechol tzorcheichem, no, all of your tzorachem. All your tzorachem would include housing. Kadosh Baruch Hu or the community will go and supply housing, and you do not have to go and pay rent. But that's only by the Sheish, Arei Miklat. Avu Barboi Mushtayim, the other 42, the Rekoilo Yimalem Schad, and Avadi, you had to go and pay the rent. So therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the 42 additional cities, where everybody agrees Avadi, you have to go and pay rent, but the initial six is a Machlokes. Omali Rava respectfully disagrees with Rav Kahana, And he says, Avadi lechem lechol terchechem mashma. We have this drush of lechem other places in Shas, not only here by the Orei Miklat. In fact, that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, we have in the Pasuk. Ach asher yeochel lechol nefesh, hu levad yeosel lechem. That when it comes to regular melachas on Yom Tov is like Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and do any type of melacha. You're allowed to write on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Only those things that relate to oichel nefesh. Ach asher yeochel lechol nefesh, hu levad yeosel lechem. Ah. Lechem, lechol tzorcheichem. And Gemara has other drushes of lechem. Lechem v'loy lebeima, v'loy le'akam, v'loy le'gvoya. But lechem means for everything. Therefore means for everything. Then in these six cities, says Rava, El Omer Rava, the machloikis v'arboi mishtayim. When it comes to the six cities, as we'll see in another few lines, says Rava, everybody agrees lechol tzorcheichem. The Reitzeach b'shoigig does not have to pay rent. Where is the machloikis then? In our Mishnah, the machloikis by the other 42. The Maris of Aleim Titlu, the Pasuk says, if you look at Pasuk number Beis in the Torah Ora Shalem, Beis Ora Masher Titlu Laleviim Eishesh Orim Miklot, and then Aleim Titlu Arboim Ushtayim Ir. In addition to the six, add 42 more. So now the question is, in which respect Aleim Titlu? Zokti Mara Maris of our Valeim titnu kihanach leklita, just like the first six do a good job of absorption, that now the Ritzich B'shoigi doesn't have to worry about the Goyal Hadam, he's niklat into those, one of those six cities. Same thing as the other 42. Umar so valeim titnu kihanach, that the other 42 are like the first six, not only leklita, ma'anach lechol tzorcheichem, afani nam lechol tzorcheichem, abeshesh. But in the first six, everybody agrees, you don't pay rent. So therefore we have a machloek between Rav Kahana and Rava. Both of them agree that there is a difference, at least according to one Mandi Yamar, between the six and the 42. It's just that according to Rav Kahana, the machloek says that Kuli Alma Moide by the 42, Malenenschar, you gotta pay the rent. Or like Toysa says, you gotta pay the local real estate taxes. On the other hand, when it's the first six, that's where there's a machloikis, yes or no. Well, according to Rav, it's the other way around. The first six, everybody agrees that you are exempt from paying either rent or the taxes. Machloikis between remainder of you and our Mishnah is the Gabi, the other 42. With this, we have at least a basic understanding why there's in fact a difference between the six and the 42. Because Pashup Shat, all 48 work as Ari Miklat. So what do I need to have this distinction between the 6 and the 42? So we have our Gemara about the rent or the tax. You'll remember we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara there was another Nafkimina, and that whether the Orim are koilate shalim vidatai. What happens if you have a Reitzeach B'shogeg whose GPS wasn't working properly and he came into one of the Ari Miklat, he didn't even realize he was in the Ari Miklat. Said the Gemara, if it's one of the 6, automatically, it's collate, you reached home. You don't have to worry for the Goyal Adam. If it's the other 42, it's only collate if you went in midatoy, and not if you fablonjit, if you went into one of those 42 by accident. Okay, and we continue more vaitim. Choyze lisrora shahoyeba. We said in our Mishnah of Machloikis, after the Koyin Gogel passes away, the Reitzeach B'shoigig finally goes home. Does he just go home physically, or does he go home and get back the previous honorific positions that he had previously? It's a machlokes. So, Dr. Mora Tan Rabban, the Shavuot Mishpachtoi, the Lechuzas Avois of Yoshuv. The word Lechuzas Avois of Lechoy should be here in parentheses, because according to the first Tana over here, we're focusing on the Shavuot Mishpachtoi. Therefore, Shav Mishpach Tzvah Lechuz is a voice of Yoshev. The Mishpach Tzvah Shav, he goes back to his Mishpache. Bein Shav L'mashach Ziku Avoisav. Those Chazokas that his Avois had, that for instance, if his father was the previous Rosh HaKul, if the father was the previous Nasi, or Rosh Bezdin, And normally this would go from father to son. So I would think, okay, until now he couldn't, because until now he was quote unquote in jail. Not mamish in jail, but he was in the Arei Miklat. And therefore he was denied these positions of prestige. You can't be a Rosh HaKol 500 miles away in a different city. You can only be Rosh HaKol if you're local. Remember, they didn't have telephones.
Is this talking about Arei Miklat? This is talking about Yikra. It doesn't feel like it's an Arei Miklat thing, is it?
I appreciate your making that clarification. This part of the Gemara so far is talking about an Eved Ivri at the end of 6 years. An Eved Ivri during that 6 year period, he was obviously an Eved for whoever he was working for. And now the 6 years end, and he goes home free. The question is, when it says in the Pasuk, V'shalom Mishpach, V'chuz is a voice of, does he go back only physically to his hometown and to his family? Or does he also go back to his original positions of prestige? Thank you, Barry, for bringing that to our attention. You'll see that the Gemara in a moment is going to equate the two. But you're right, this part of the Gemara is not talking about Golas for a Ritziach Meshoigig, it's an Eved Ivri. Thank you. Rabbi Yehuda says he only goes physically back to a Mishpachtoi. He also goes to the Achuza Savoisev. Achuza in this connection, according to Rabbi Yehuda, means like a stay Achuza. The inheritance of his fathers, he returns home to the family plot, to the family field, etc. But not to positions of prestige. Why? Because that, in fact, that's the kavana elachuzas a voice of ka voice of taka like his fathers. So you see that the elachuzas a voice of is key to the mayor's drasha. It's not key to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore those words should have been in parentheses or should be removed from the Gemara. It should just say v'shav al mishpachtoi v'mishpachtoi yushav. And he's not shoved to any of the previous chazakas of Avoisa. Rav Meir says, no, Elachuz Avoisa, don't ignore those words. Those are words very important. It's come to tell you, not just he returns to the family and to the family business, but also to other prestigious positions that he had or his family had prior to his being sold as an Eved Ivri. But now, Barry, the fake focus of the Brice is V'chein B'goyla. The same thing applies to a person who went into Golas for whatever period of time to the Arei Miklat because of the fact that he was unfortunately a Ritziach B'shoigig. Same thing v'chein begard. What means the same thing? That according to a mayor, he's also choizer la'achuzas avoisav ka'avoisav. What's the raya? Says Yimor Kishu, oimer Yoshuv l'rabes es ha'ritziach. It says Yoshuv. Now what means Yoshuv? So let's go back again to the beginning of this pasuk that the Gemara is quoting. It says, Vishov el Mishpachta. Again, we're talking about the Eved Ivri. Thank you, Barry. And he returns to his Mishpacha. V'lachuchuzas a voice of Yoshev. L'choyer, the Pasuk could easily have saved a word. He could have said, Vishov el Mishpachta. V'lachuzas a voice of. Why do we have to add V'lachuzas a voice of Yoshev? Oh, that Yoshev is what we would call Mufna. It's totally Ibrik. To go and teach us the Drasha of the Gzeira Shava from Eved Ivri to the case of the Roitzeach B'Shoigig who had to go into Golos. So, Timara, my V'chein B'Goyla, what is this V'chein B'Goyla that you just said here in the Braisa? Kinesanya, Yoshua Roitzeach al Eretz Achuzosai. Again, now we're talking about our case of the Roitzeach B'Shoigig. He goes back to Eretz Achuzosai, Eretz Achuzosai, who Shavein Shav, Lamashach Ziko Avoyse of Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is almost word for word what he said at the top, the Gabi Eved Ivri. Same thing applies to the Ritziach B'Shoigig. He goes back physically, but he doesn't get back those positions of power and prestige of his avoice. But the mayor says, no, afu shav l'mashech ziko avoisav. Why? Kamra shiva shiva mehosam. Because I have now two yoshuvs, the extra yoshuv that I spoke about before, v'lachuz is a voice of yoshuv, and you have over here yoshuv ha-reitzeach al-eretz achuzosai. Now here it doesn't have a double expression like el mishpachtei v'lachuz eretz achuzosai. It just says eretz achuzosai. So therefore, l'choy Rabbi Yehuda has a good point that it only talks about going to the eretz achuza. So not l'mashech ziko avoyisav, not to positions of prestige. only to the real estate. The father owned, maybe he himself owned, fields and whatever, residences, businesses. So those he goes back to the Eretz Achuzasai, but it doesn't go back. Says Rav Meir, that's why I have my Gzeirah Shavah Yoshev Yoshev. I have Yoshev Ritzach, and before we had the extra word, it's Gzeirah Shavah Mufna, because it says Yoshev there too. So just like over there, it says not only El Mishpachta Ve'Achuzas Avoysav, here too, it's not only the Eretz Achuzasai, but it's also Achuzas Avoysav, to the positions of prestige that either he or his family had previously. And we start now the third and final perek of Masechtas Malkus. The Elu Heina Loikin, and the following get Malkus. Now, if we were to go and list all the lavin for which a person gets Malkus, this perek would be much, much longer, because there are so many lavin for which a person gets Malkus. In fact, I wouldn't say virtually every lav, but the vast majority of lav in a person gets malchus. The only exceptions are, for instance, we have a machloikis, like a lav she'in b'maisa. We have a lav she'nitik la'asei. Thank you. Both of those examples the Gemara is going to give on the Amud Beis. What the Mishnah tells us are chidushim. The chidushim are that there are lavin which are not, which are lav sheyesh by maisa, which are not nitik lase. And there's something else special about those lavin, which I would think militate that there would not be malchus. For instance, what happens if there's another prescribed oinish for this individual? What other type of oinish? You have mises bezdin, and you have chayove krisus. Ah, could you go and give Malkus to someone that is Chayiv Mises Bezdin or Chayiv Koris? So we'll see in the Gemara that this in fact is a three-way machloikis between Rev. Reb Yishmael, Reb Akiva, and Reb Yitzchak. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Akiva, that holds that only by a Chayiv Krisus is there a din that you can go and give the person Malkus. But if a person is Chayiv Nisa, you cannot give him Malkus. But although this sounds so simple on the surface, we'll see Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel says, even by those Lavin where there is Misa, you can still give Malkus. And the obvious question is, oh, come in, the Rabbi Minei, Bishvil Risha Achas Atamachayim, Vyatamachayim Bishvil Shtei Rishiyois, how can you go and give him two times Pech, both give him Malkus and Misa? All of that will be discussed in much greater depth and length on the Omid Beis.
But in case of Urdoka or Shalit,
that will also be discussed on the Omid Beis. All of those will be discussed in Mir Tashem on the Amid Beis, and as well as tomorrow. But Mircham will get to it shortly. So what's the reason why we have a list in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah goes through maybe 20, 25, maybe 30 cases. What's the reason why? Rashi says each one of them, or virtually each one of them, has a Dvar Chidush. And so the very first ones that we have in the Mishnah, a list of about 6 or 7, are all Isurei Arroyois, where the Torah does not give a din of Mises Bezdin, but it gives a din of Kares. All of you will remember back from Masechtas Sanhedrin, and also from your general biblical and Talmudic knowledge, that in Parshiyos, Achrei Mois, and Kedoshim, you have a long laundry list of those things, of those Arroyos, which are all prohibited. However, only on some of them does the Torah specify that there would be a din of Misa. Others, no din of Misa. But what din is there? So at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Kikola Shiyas and Mikola Tiavisa Eila Vimnechrasa. Whoever does any one of these abominations gets Karis. So, our Mishnah gives several examples of those Tiavis where the Torah says only Karis and does not prescribe Misa's Bezin. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us, What happens if the person is about to go and engage in one of those activities? And to wait and come by and say, Rabbi, don't do that, you're going to be chayiv malkis. And Bezdin tomorrow is going to give you malkis if you engage in this activity. And he engages in the activity, says, I know and I don't care and I'm doing it afal pikein. Then after he chas v'sholem is oyv the aveira, they take him into Bezdin and he will get malkis. So now you're thinking to yourself, will he eventually get kores bidei shemayim? That's going to be a mishnah at the tail end of our mesechta. If you go to the final mishnah on daf chav gimel, another 10 dafim, all the way in the bottom of a fairly lengthy omud, you'll see it says on the mishnah, kol chayove krisis shelaku. Once again, malkis niftru yedei krisas, and now you've been potter. Baruch Hashem, I got my malkis, no more kares. Who's the one that holds that? Divrei Hananya ben Gamliel. Now before you start all smiling and say, hey, that sounds like a good deal, get the malkis and you'll be spared kares, if you turn to the Amud Beis on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, fourth wide line, Om Rabbi Yochanan Chalukin Olav Chaveirav al Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. In fact, it's not so simple whether or not after Malkis you're potter from Karis. So, but Mi'at Hashem, as you'll see, the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Gemara will deal with that in another 10 days. So our Mishnah tells us, you gave Hasra'a le'Malkis to someone who otherwise would be Mechuyif Karis. What are those cases? Habo Alachois, a person who lives with his own sister, Rachman Litzlan. Balachois Ovid, the person who lives with his aunt. V'alachois Imai, with his maternal aunt. V'alachois Ishtoi, with his sister-in-law. V'al Eishis Ochiv, with the wife of his brother. Another type of sister-in-law. V'al Eishis Achi Ovid, and the wife of the brother of his father. In other words, also an aunt. It doesn't say V'hev Al Eishis Achi Imai, only Al Eishis Achi Ovid. The Alanida, a person lives with his own wife, and Chas V'Sholem, she's within her menstrual cycle, she's Anida. Any one of these cases, if there's Asrola Malkus, the person gets Malkus. And says Rashi, that's the chiddush of the beginning of our Mishnah. Because without our Mishnah, I will go and say, what? Malkus, are you nuts? Someone that does one of these terrible things, he gets Kares. Kares B'dei Shemoyim. What are you talking about, Malkus? Oh, those in the Chiddush and the Mishnah on these first few cases, and in fact there's a din of Malkus. And now we continue with many other cases. Rashi says, Ruban Yesh Dvar Chiddush. Most of them, not all of them, most of them are Dvar Chiddush. Some of the Dvar Chiddush is that there is no Beferish Lav in the Torah, but nevertheless you get Malkus because, and that's why you have a fairly long set of Rashis, where Rashi very often comes up with a pasuk which, when I would learn the pasuk in Chumash, I wouldn't know automatically, oh, you see, this is the Azhara, this is the Isser, because as you know, Ein Oinchen Ele Imkein Masirin, you have to have a Lav, and so if many of them, the Chiddush is that there's no clear Lav in the Torah, and Rashi tells us what the Lav is, and that's why the Mishnah tells us that there's a din of Malkus. Presumably, many of these Psukim that Rashi is bringing, we're going to have a Mi'at Hashem in the next few days. But continuing in the Mishnah. Alman l'koyin gadol. Grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedjed. A koyin gadol marries an alman. Or he marries he. Well, let's stop over there. Alman l'koyin gadol, period. Or you have a grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedjed. Koyin gadol, koyin hedjed marries a grusha or a chalutza. We're going to get back to this in a moment, Rabbi Sai. Or Mamzeris Nesina L'Yisrael. The Yisrael that goes and marries a Mamzeris or a Nesina. Nesina, we all know, are those Givoinim that came and tricked Moshe and subsequently Yeshua, that they happened to be from a foreign nation, and it turned out that they were in fact part of the Canaanim and Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, they got the name of Nesina because Nosnim Yeshua L'choitfi Eitzim U'L'she'avi Moyim, that their jobs were menial positions. Okay, so what's the din of a person were to go marry them? They're over on an Isra of Loisis Chateimbam, and therefore there's a din of Malkus. Bas Yisrael and the sin of the mom. The same thing is whether it's Mamzeres Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, the same halacha applies. Okay, so now What is the Chiddush Amun LeKoyin Gadol? We all know in the beginning of Parshas Emor, it says that a Koyin, Isha Grusha V'Chalol LeYikachu, etc. V'Isha Zoyna V'Chalol LeYikachu, V'Isha Grusha Me'Isha LeYikachu, Yikadosh Ulei LeKov. That's by a Koyin Hedget. Later on it says the same thing by the Koyin Gadol, that he's not allowed to marry an Almana. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is this next part. That what happens if you have a Koyin Gadol who is a machmir? What's a machmir? He marries a lady who's both an almana and a grusha. Not from the same husband. One husband passed away. She married another husband and there was a get. So she's both nebuch and almana from husband one. She's a grusha from husband number two. She lives with this Koyin Gadol. The masrim, the Edom give hasra'a l'malkus for both almana u'grusha. Chayav l'mishim shnei shemus. Then in fact, the Kohen Gadol is going to go and get two times Malkus. One for the Isser of Almana, one for the Isser of Grusha. So you might think, well, that's not such a big Kiddush. Well, one reason why it's a big Kiddush is because he only did one Maisabia, one living with one woman. It wasn't two separate women. He's living with one woman. And there was only one Maisa. However, even though she's only one physical woman, but she has on her two blemishes, that she's both an almana u'grusha. I don't want to use the term blemish, but she has two statuses, a status of almana, a status of grusha. So the Kohen Gadol violated both isurim. So he gets, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Gets twice Malkus. However, grusha v'chalutza ein chayiv el mishnah achas bilvad. If a person were to go and marry a grusha v'chalutza, a grusha we know it is, a chalutza of course is that she was married, and then unfortunately her husband passed away, no children, there could have been Yibin or Chalitza, and the Yavim gave her Chalitza, so now she's a Chalutza, and now a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Chalutza, like we learned two lines ago, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Koyin Hedyet, if she is both a Grusha v'Chalutza, so Sol Kedai Techamina, she should be just like the Almanu u'Grusha case by the Koyin Gadol. No! Ein Echayim el-Mishim Achaz Bilvad. What's the reason why? After all, she's both a Grusha and a Chalutza. Says Rashi, because there is no beferisha pasuk asering a chalutza. The pasuk that we quoted before was Isha zoyne v'chalala lo yikachu, Isha grusha me Isha lo yikachu, ki kodesh hu leilaykach. It doesn't say anything about a chalutza. How do we take no chalutza? Rashi says because elsewhere we learn it from a drashas chazal. What's a drashas chazal? Because it says in the pasuk, Isha zoyin v'chalol lo yikachu, the isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. What do I need that extra vav for? Says Rashi, I learned from the extra vav, a chalutza. Where's this Rashi? Rashi is a line or two lower than where we are in the Mishnah. Grusha v'chalutza, grusha, and the chalutza, ein echay v'lel el mishim grusha. Shachalutza ain't a ksuva. There is no beferish a word chalutza. It's only mitoich me ribuya maisinala. It's a ribuy. The sign of a kedusha and grusha ain't li ela grusha chalutza minayin tamalema veisha. Ah. So since the whole chalutza, if you will, is a derivative of grusha, it's almost like by Hilchoy Shabbos, if a person is over av the tolda didei, all in one helem. It's one av and its own tolda of that av. So this din of chalutza is like a tolda of the grusha. So therefore you've only been over two forms of grusha, so to speak. Our Mishnah doesn't address it, but apparently if you had a woman that was twice divorced, first from husband A and then from husband B, and a Kohen Hedyot would live with her, apparently you'd only get one time Malkus because it's one Isur of Grusha, even though she's a double Grusha. So it would appear. Again, we'd have to see, maybe the Gemara will address it. So this is what Rashi learns at Chalutza, since it doesn't say Befedish, it's only Betoich Ribuy of Grusha, so she's a derivative of Grusha, you only give one Malkus because of Grusha, and Mele Yoytze, so to speak, for both. That's how Rashi learns. And therefore, according to Rashi, a chalutza is just as much a deoraisa as a grusha, and that's why we said in the Mishnah before, almana l'koyin gadol is a din of malkus, and a grusha or a chalutza l'koyin hedyot is also a din of Malkus. Because it's the Araisa. It's just if they're both together, then you only get one, because it's only Mitoich Riboy. However, you probably heard Barry saying very quietly before that Chalutz is only Midrabanan. That's the Shitas HaToisvais. If you look at the Toisvis here, the final Toisvis here, the Yomid, third Toisvis, Gerusha V'Chalutza, Pirusha Kuntu B'Shem Gerusha, you get the Malkus Alt Gerusha. The Chalutza Maisei La V'Isha Berusha, Gerusha Mashma, period, Maisei La from May V'Isha Gerusha, probably the Bach adds a mem for the Chalutza Maisei La Meivav V'Isha Gerusha, Mashma, okay. Continuing on, is Mashma the Pirusha, he says Toisvis and Mashma the Pirusha Kuntris from Rashi, the Bechalutza Lechud, the Ike Malkus de Araisis. Mashmat, if she would only be a Chalutza, she'd get Malkus. And that's the Poshet Mashmois of the Mishnah too. The Mishnah said, Grusha, Bechalutza, the Koin Hedjit, Elohim alike, and they get Malkus. The Ze'eno, he says, Toi, says, no, this is wrong. So I'm reading the Perek Asari Yochsin. The Chalutza Drabbanon. Behodeli El, not that it says in the Mishnah, ton of a Chalutza. Agav Grusha Tanya. Grusha always, the word Chalutza always schleps along with Grusha. Whenever you're talking about Grusha, automatically, Chalutza comes along. Talk about Chedishoyta, the cotton always comes along. Chedishoyta, the cotton, even though sometimes there are different dinim between a Chedishoyta and a cotton. It's always kind of a club of three, and here's always a club of two, Grusha and Chalutza. But Chalutza lav dafke. In Ami, or another pshat, although the Mishnah starts Einahin Aloykin, which sounds like Malkus Tiaraisa, it could be, says Toises, that this Chalutza that we're talking about is Makis Take, but Makis Mardis Rabbana. In a case when it's both a grusha and a chalutza, loikim ba malchus de grusha she de raisa, v'loiloki makas mardis rabban. If a person were to go and marry only a koyin, were to marry a chalutza alone, gets makas mardis, says Toisus. However, if he marries a grusha for chalutza, if you will, he gets a shtickle freebie. You don't punish him on the chalutza, because since anyway he's getting the heavy duty malchus de raisa, so automatically the Makas Mardis is subsumed in that punishment. Okay, a machloek is Rashi Tos. Vazokti.
Symmetrical to that would be a Kohen Gadol marries a Grusha Bachalutza. He has two Shemos, but he only gets one Makas. That'd be the parallel, right? That even though he's a, because he's a Kohen Hedder and a Kohen Gadol, as it were, he wears both hats.
Okay.
But he only would get one Makas, right? As a coin, even though he's a coin gadol, she's a grusha. He marries her. Is a coin gadol marries a grusha? Would that be parallel in the same way? That you only get one malchus?
Well, I think it would be. You're right. There would only be one malchus, but it wouldn't be parallel in terms of the svara behind it. In the case of the grusha v'chalutza we were just talking about, according to Toisus, the chalutza is basically zero. Min ha-toira, because it's only drabana. So that's why you only get betch for the grusha, you don't get for the chalutza. And even according to Rashi, the chalutza is a derivative of the grusha, so it's like an avatoli didei in a sense. You're talking about two separate lavin, one a grusha of a kohen hedjin, one grusha of a kohen gadol. To my understanding, once a kohen hedjin graduates and becomes a kohen gadol, then his isurim are now the isurim of the kohen gadol, unless it don't have a special iser set forth by the Kohen Gadol. Every Kohen Gadol is at least a Kohen Hedjit. But the din of Grusha is repeated by the Kohen Gadol in the Torah. So you don't need to come on to the Grusha of the Kohen Hedjit, because the Kohen Gadol has his own iser Grusha spelled out in Parshas Emor. So continuing on. Ha-tame, we're on the fourth wide line of the Mishnah. What happens if you have a person who's tummy and he ate kodshim? Or you have a person who was tummy and he went into the Beis HaMikdash? Gets, and again, in each one of these cases, you give Masrola Malkus, he gets Malkus. Had you not given Masrola Malkus, a tummy, Vaboyla Mikdash, these are Isurim where there would be Koris Bidei Shemoyim. And if you did a Bishoygig, there would be Karban Chatas, and Barry would immediately add, not a regular Chatas, a Chatas Oyla Biyorin. I figured as much. But again, if you had a Hasrol HaMalkus, you'd give Malkus. The Oichel, if a person eats Chayle V'dam, V'noiser, U'pigel V'tameh, all these are also Chayiv Kores. Ki kol Oichel Chayle V'nechris, same thing, Dam, Noiser, Pigel, Tameh, all of these, if Tameh means Kodshim, which are Tameh, you go and eat. Okay, so now if a person happens to be tohoyer and he eats kodshim, which are tameim, then he has a din of the Malkus and our Mishnah. There's a chilik between the person who's tameh and the kodshim, which is tameh. If he happens to be the Tumasei Olav, if he happens to be Tummy himself, excuse me, and he eats Kodshim, that was what we just had a moment ago. Atomi Sha'achal Sakoyish. He gets Kores, and if you give him Hasrola Malkus, he gets Malkus. However, if a person is Tohar and he eats Kodshim, which are Tumayim, then there's no din of Kores, there's only an Isalav, and on that he gets Malkus. So there's no Chiddush there. But it's Agav Urcha, since you mentioned Chayl of Dam, Lois of Pigel, the sin of Tomei also applies. Ma'ashoichet umal bachutz. Oh, there we have Psukim in the Torah. If a person goes and brings a korban bachutz, and a person's mal bachutz, mal oilo izovach, vial peha esach oilo yad, leavio, lehakar kon Hashem, venirchaso anefesho. So it's a befeirish din of Kores, both by Shoichet umal bachutz, kotche bachutz. There's also din of Zrikas Dam Bachutz, but that doesn't say the Feirish that we learn from Limudim. V'oichel Chametz B'Pesach, a person eats Chametz B'Pesach. Oh, very timely. We're still only within the last 24 hours of Pesach. He ate Chametz B'Pesach, Hashashon. V'oichel V'oisim Malachim Yom Kippurim. Somebody who ate on Yom Kippur, worked on Yom Kippur. V'mafatim Es Hashem and V'mafatim Es HaKtoyus. Fatim Es Hashem and Fatim HaKtoyus, we just had that. V'fatim means that a person went and concocted his own Shemen HaMishcha, or he concocted his own Ketoris. Rashi talks about this in Chumash. We had this recently in the Psukim, beginning of Vayikra. So what did a person do? A person went and looked at the Torah, where the Torah says, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, what are the various ingredients that you need to go and put together the Shemen HaMishcha. So he decided to take all of those ingredients. Today it's almost impossible because we don't even know exactly what those things are. But if we knew what all of them were with clarity, and you used the exact proportions which are set forth in the Torah, and you mixed it, and you said, ah, this is great. Feels just like the Shemen HaMishcha in the Torah, or the same thing the Gavitic Torah is. If a person makes his own, what's the din? Chas v'sholom, you give him hasra, you get malchus. Vasoch b'shemen ha-mishcha. Person who shmir shemen ha-mishcha. This is the real shemen ha-mishcha. We don't mean the shemen ha-mishcha that he himself concocted in his own kitchen. We're talking about he took the real shemen ha-mishcha and he smeared it on his skin. Vo'oichel neveilus u'treifish gotzim u'ramasim. Person who eats all the neveilus u'treifish gotzim u'ramasim. Here they're only lavin. There are no kores or Misa B'dei Shemoyim, but again, these Laban, if he gave Hasra, there would be a din of Malkus. Ochel Telev Masarishin Shalei Nitlu True Masai. What happens if you ate Teva? Or you ate Masarishin when you didn't give the Truma, which is a form of Tevel. Meaning, Tevel means that you didn't give any of the tithes. Says our Mishnah, not only that, even if you already gave the tithe of the Truma, you already mafrish. Minatoira only chita achas. Midraban echmer boy mechem mechamishim mechem mechishim. You already did your job. And now you're done. And now you're up to maserishon. Better take off maserishon. And once you give the maserishon, you have to go me mafresh maser sheni or maser ani. So you have to do every one of these. So what happens if you have maserishon where, like not the true masai, the levi came early in the morning before the kehanim came to the doorstep, and the person gave out the maserishon, but he didn't give the truma yet. That maserishon is also a form of tevel, because truma was not given. And the same thing applies to maser sheni.
You could say his case where it was given after the kohen got his truma, but now he can take off truma's maser.
You're talking about
The levy,
yeah.
If you look at the Rashi, Maserishin Shlei Nitlu True Masai Afu Tevel. So you're saying that maybe we're not talking about the original Truma, we're talking about the Truma's Meiser that you're supposed to give from the Meiser.
That's the responsibility of the lady, not of the Baal Bias.
Okay.
Baal Bias doesn't have to give that necessarily.
Okay. I stand corrected. Shkoyach Brother Shai, Shkoyach Brother Barry. In fact, I'm looking here in a footnote of the art scroll, and he says that Leinitru Trumasa means it's Trumas Meiser, Shkoyach. So we don't mean the truma of the normal truma gedoyla, we mean of the Masarishi didn't give the truma smaisa. That too is considered to be tevel according to Rashi. Shkoich. And the same thing applies to Masarishi, v'egdish lo yiniftu. What happens if a person ate Masarishi outside Yerushalayim and he was not poided? And similarly, if he ate Hegdish, that he was not poided. Again, if you have the Hasrala Malkus, you get Malkus. Finally, the mission now goes into Shi'urim. Kama yoichum in a tevel yechayv. Person eats, for instance, a chita achas, which was tevel, and he ate it. How much are you chayv? How much do you have to eat to be oivir to go and get the punishment of Malkus? Reb Shimon oimer kol shehu, abisalem. We're going to see at the end of the Mishnah that Reb Shimon doesn't mean literally a kol shehu. He really means one stalk of wheat or one portion of wheat. We'll see in a moment. Reb Shimon says kol shehu. Chom oimer kazayis. No. It's got to be a kazayis. Omer Reb Shimon. Yata moidim li ba'ichon amola kol shehu shehu chayiv. What happens if a person eats up an entire ant? And we don't mean these large carpenter ants. We mean these little baby, small little ants. You can maybe fit 50 of those ants into one kezayis. It's so small. Aren't you moided as your chayiv? Omlehem neshi kibriyasa. That's a barrier. Omlehem afchita achas kibriyasa. I'm also referring to, I'm not talking about that you ate a small piece of bread or a small piece of challah or a piece of matzah, where in each case it was tevel. People didn't give trumas and maizes. I'm talking about the original chita, the way it grew. I don't know if you could eat it exactly that way. Presumably you have to take off chaff or whatever. But whatever the form is, if it's kibriyasa, that's what I meant when I said kosher. Mitchell will see in the Gemara more details. Zokimar. The first few cases, as we pointed out, the achoyse, achoyse aviv, all of these are chayovi krisis katani. Chayovi misis bezaloi katani. What about all the other rites? Why didn't it say, for instance, the most obvious one, an Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish lo sinof, that a person would go and get Malkus. Is the Chassimun says our Gemara, because it's only by Chavi Krisis and not by Chavi Mises Bezin, Masis Amani Rabbi Kivi, the Sanya. And this is the three-way Machloikis that I mentioned when we started the Mishnah. Echad Yichavi Krisis, V'yechad Chavi Mises Bezin. Even Chayav and Mises Bezdin, Zokter B'Yishmael, Yeshna B'chlal Malkus Arboim. If you gave the person Hasra'a, he gets Malkus even by Chayav and Mises Bezdin. Divra B'Yishmael, Tap Rashi tells us that the Havamina is that they gave him a double Hasra'a, that the Edom told this person who was about to Chas V'Sholem engage in the Moshel adultery, Eishes Ish, which is of course Mises Bezin, you get Chenek, and now everybody's starting to think to himself, what about a Baskoyan? What happens to be Yivtzen Nesuan? What happens in Arusa? Life, let's make our lives easy. Regular Eishes Ish is a din of Chenek. What happens if the Edom come over to this fellow and say, you're going to live with that Eishes Ish? Don't you know you're going to be over one major Isser, but you can get two punishments. You can go and get both Malkus and Misa. So Solka Daita Chaminis says atop Rashi that in fact the person would get both. He gets loike umeis. Yes, I know everybody's thinking to themselves, how can you do that, Bishol Risha? How can you give him two times common raminai? Hold those questions for another moment. So that's Rabbi Shmuel.
Definitely you cannot give you at the end. You have to give him Malkus and then right away give him
Let's wait for more discussion. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Chayovi krisis yeshna b'chal malkus arboim shem osu tshuva bezin shel malam oichlem lehen. Chayovi misis bezin eina b'chal malkus arboim shem osu tshuva ein bezin shel mata moichlem lehen. What's the story of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is basically telling us, and we're going to see this in the Gemara a little bit further down. Taka, like we said, mishem risha achas ata machai v'yat machai mishol shtei rishiyos. And therefore, if I knew for a fact that he's going to get chayav ekrisis, how can I possibly go and give him malkus? That would be two rishiyos. But guess what? I don't know for a fact that he's going to go and get krisis. You know why I don't know for a fact? Because Koris typically is only later in life, it can become age 60, etc. And that being the case, from his present situation, until he gets to that ripe old age, then he might do tshuva during the period. And if he does tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will wipe away that karis. Oh, so therefore you can go and give him malchus at this time. When it comes to Mises Bezdin, you can do the biggest slicha umachila and kapara and tshuva in the world. You can become the world's biggest Baal tshuva. It's not going to absolve the Bezdin of its solemn obligation to exercise the din of Misa bidei Bezdin. Ah, so therefore, you can only go and give him one time punishment, and that's going to be Mises Bezdin. You don't give him both Malkus and Misa. But we're not finished. Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara is going to develop these thoughts further. So that was Rabbi Kiva. So that's why you couldn't Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah can only be talking about Chayav Krisis, like the Mishnah lists only Chayav Krisis, not Mises Bezdin. And that's why the Mishnah began, the Gemara began, Hamani Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, who distinguishes between Chayav Krisis and Chayav Mises Bezdin.
Well, Rabbi, Tevel is Misa
B'Dei Shemayim,
isn't it? It's not
Karis. What's
Misa B'Dei Shemayim? Eating Tevel.
No, Tevel, I think, is part of Truma. Eating Truma is Misa B'Dei Shemayim.
Which, want to clarify? Eating Tevel is Misa
B'Dei Shemayim? Why is this relevant to what we're discussing?
Eating Tevel later in the Mishnah. That's why.
Please stop there. Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Is Misa B'Dei Shemayim the same as Mises Bezdin, or is that the same as Karis? When I say same, I don't mean mamish the same. Which? How would you categorize it? As a Mises Bezdin, or as like Karis?
Just like Karis. One's given the tshuva, one isn't.
Okay, that's good. So that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that our Mishnah lists a whole bunch of krisis, as well as Misa B'Dei Shemayim, since both of them are in God's hands. If you do tshuva, you may eventually get absolved of one or both of them. Therefore, the Bezdin down below can go and execute, not execution, but they can go and administer lashes in the form of malchus. Good. However, we're talking about Misa's Bezdin, and I'm sure you agree that eating tevel and all those other things we spoke in the Mishnah, it's certainly not a Misa's Bezdin. Whether it's Misa B'Dei Shemayim, whether it's Karis, but it's not Mises Bezdin, so you don't have that problem of inflicting two punishments. Is good? Continuing on. By the way, you happen to be right, the Gavi eating Tevel, it's a Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but again, it's not a Mises Bezdin. So therefore, it's similar. Although our Gemara doesn't make that distinction, the Gemara relies on your vast Talmudic knowledge, Barry, that the din of Karis and Misa B'Dei Shemayim, for these purposes, would be the same. You're wondering, what's the difference otherwise? So there are choices that talk about in Saita and other places. Some say that the Nafka Minna would be whether it's also on the children, because the Pasuk says Ariri, or is Ariri on when it says Beferish. Some say that Karis is a particular timeline, while Misa B'Dei Shemayim can be earlier, later. Again, not our Gemara. Now we get up to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Oimer, Chayavi, Krisis, Bechlal, Hoyu, Falam, Yotzis, Karis, Bach, Choysoi, L'doni b'karis v'loi b'malkus, says Rabbi Yitzchak, no such thing. Sai by Mises Bezdin, sai by Karis, and yes, parenthetically, Misa B'Dei Shemayim, no such thing. Why no such thing? Because Rabbi Yitzchak says, remember we quoted before the pasuk towards the end of Parshas Kedoshim, anybody that engages in any one of the unlawful incestuous relationships, any one of the Gili Arroyas, Shtaiten Pusi, Kikola Shiasmi, Kola Toevis Ailam Nechriso. Ah, as we state. Yet by Achoisoi, the Pasik also says a din of Kores. So, Oibazoi, why did the Torah have to go and throw in another Kores by Achoisoi? It's enough, the Kola Shiasa, that generic Pasik, we call it Toevis Ailam. And to talk to Yomara, the reason why the Torah repeats in the Chois is to tell you that the Karis v'loy b'malkus, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, when we're talking Arroyos, and when we're talking about Chiyuve Krisus, generally, it's Karis and not Malkus. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the past half an hour discussion, we could have omitted, because there is no such thing as Elohein Aloykin, if there's a din of either the Mises Bezdin, or of the Chiyah of Karis. Now the Gemara is going to go through each Mandiyamr separately and explain their Mekardais. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and finally Rabbi Yitzchak. My time, Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel said that you get Malkus even where the person gets Misa Bidei Ezim. Tichsiv is said in the Pasuk, Im Lois Sishmalas is Kol Divrei HaTorah Zois. The Kol Divrei HaTorah Zois is very, very expansive. Kol Divrei HaTorah Zois. What does the Pasuk say after that? V'hifla Hashem is Makoyischa V'yes Makoyis Erecha. What does the word V'hifla mean? Hafla Zu Eini Yadea Mahi. What means V'hifla? Kishu Oyim V'hipila Hashem V'hikol Lefanav K'nei Rishosim V'mispar Abarim Yakenu. Even though that Hipila is referring to Lashon and Nefila, we have the guy bend over when the Malkus are being administered. Nevertheless, because of the fact that it says Pei Lamed, and here it's Pei Lamed, we the Gemara darshins it as if it's part of Hafla. Just like that, the Pila Shev V'kod L'fonim is talking about Hafla, Hafla meaning Makis. Have you heard Hafla? Zul Malkus here too, when it says V'hifla Shem Es Makoyscha, it means inflicting Malkus in Es. Uksiv. Now we get back to the first pasuk. Em lois tishma lasses is called the Bria Torah Zois. And called the Bria Torah Zois. And lois tishma comes to include even Misas Bezin. There too. Me, you're being oiver, you're not being shoimer, called the Bria Torah Zois. Hopefully you get Malkus. Pray to Mori Hachi. If you're using this Em lois tishma lasses to include Kola Torah Kula, Yachicha V'yasinami. Why don't you say if a person is oiver mitzvah say? A person didn't come in this morning to you didn't put on tefillin this morning. And a person is wearing arba kanfos without tzitzis. You're going to say he's oiver nasei. No, he's not being shoyim melasas kol divrei HaTorah Zois. Give him malkus. And for the Gemara, im loisish marksiv. Uker of oven number biloi, the oven of oven number biloi, komok shnemi, shomer, pendi al. Einoi ela loisese. The Lashon HaPasuk is Loisishmor Lasois. So now, L'choira, the Gemara could have said, it says, Imloi. Loi is a Lashon of Alav. Loisishmor Lasois. However, the Gemara feels that that's not sufficient. Why not? Because if a person, for instance, didn't go and put on tefillin this morning, is not going to put on tefillin the whole day, so then he is a Loisishmor Lasois, called the Torah Zois. He's not doing what the Torah requires him to do. And therefore, im loisish malasis does not sound like a separate lav b'fnei atzmoi. It's rather an introductory pasuk telling you, chevra, you know throughout the Torah I've told you about all those mitzvahs that you gotta do and you're not allowed to do, and they're mitzvahs and aveirois. If you don't carefully commit yourself to fulfilling all of them, this is towards the end of Dvarim, Rabbi Yisai. This, you know, this is now kind of a summary at the end of the whole Torah. Im lo yisish malas, it's called Dvarim Torah Zois, v'ifla Hashem, then you're going to go and get Malkus. Ah, so maybe you can get Malkus even if a person failed to do a mitzvah saseh. So Gemara, that's why it says the word sishmar. Because komokim shenemar, hishomer, pen bi'al, eini el loises. Wherever it says the Torah, the word hishomer. And hishomer is lav dafka hishomer, the famous Yishomer is Yishomer b'negat tzaras, that you're not allowed to cut off the negat tzaras. But the Gemara learns Yishomer's lav dafka means any type of lashon of shmira, which is brought in the pasuk, like over here, lois ish malasois. So all of these, ein alois, I said, that's what it means, a lav, lav, lav. It doesn't mean a mitzvah say. So therefore, im lois ish malasois, automatically it should light up in your mind. Oh, word shmira, it's like the word Yishomer. Therefore, it's a lav, and on that, v'hifla Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, there's Malkus. And of course, that includes, according to Rabbi Yishmael, even an Aveira that you're chayiv on it, a Misa B'dei Bezdin, Misa's Bezdin. Why? Because that's one of the Loisishma Lassis, according to Rabbi Yatorio Zayt. Pray the Mori Hachi, Lav Shem Ma'isa Navi. Why don't you go and say, Lav Shem Ma'isa, Ulta Loikin Olaf, because that's a Loisishma. So Kimar, but it says in the Pasuk, Loisishma, Lasois ksiv. Oh, so that's why it's going to be a lav sheesh by maisa. And lav she nitzik la say nami. Why don't you say that's ultim lois ish malasis is called divyatere zois? Dumin de lav de chasima. Oh, where do you find the parashataka of where he enumerates the arboim yakenu that is 39, etc.? Right after leisachsim shor bedishai. Leisachsim shor bedishai, of course, means you cannot go and muzzle the animal when it's doing its daish b'shas gemar malach. Ah, so what do I see from that? That's where in the next pasuk, or the pasuk right after, talks about the din of giving malkis. So that hekesh tells you it's got to be dim lav dechasima. So just like lav dechasima, it's not a lav anitik laasei. There's no way of fixing up leisachsim. It's not. You can't go and say to the animal, okay, when you go home later, I'm going to give you a double portion for dessert because you didn't have any food at the time of the disha. And no such thing. So there is no lav. Would you have a lav anitik laasei? The mushal said by gzeila that teishu gzeila asher gaza. Legabi noiser, what's it din by noiser? State in the Torah, loiser mimenu, but noiser mimenu, but by kabeish is roifu. So you have various lavin where it's a lav shinta glase. That's not like chasima, because chasima doesn't have anything other than the lav itself. And that's why that type of lav, there's a dinam halkas. So to Mahashi Asal Hachi, once we've introduced that it has to be doim lav the chasima, kulanami doim lav the chasima, then that would answer the previous kashas as well, meaning, we asked, why don't you go and say it applies to every mitzvah asay? So you might have to go and say, Shomer, Penvi Al, Shmira, Mitzvah Lav. No, you don't need to come on to that. It has to be a lav like the lav to Chasima. And we asked, what about a lav Sheima Maisa? It's got to be a lav to Chasima, Leisachsoim. You're being over by putting on this machsoim, this muzzle. So it's got to be a lav Sheishma Maisa. Anyway, but since the Torah does use this, so I learned from this, it includes even those lav in which there is a din of Misas Bezdin, and at this point in the Gemara, it would appear that a contra Bishmael, if you gave him Hasra, both for Misa and for Malkus, he would get both. Obviously not in that order. It would be Malkus first and Misa second, but we're not done. Rabbi said, we're going to come back to this in a moment. Rabbi Kiva Maitaima, what's the reason why he disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel? This is what we've been talking about throughout this new parak. You can only give one punishment, you can't give two punishments. So although in concept I agree with you, Rabbi Shmuel, is that possible? You got a good point. However, you can only give one punishment and not two. So, thank you, Rabbi Yishmael. What does he say with that? And now we get to Brother Shai's point. Hanimil, when you say the din of common to Rabine, Hanimil Misa, or Malkus, or Mamoin. Aval, and now this is the Chiddush Rabbi Yishmael. Misa, Malkus, Misa, Arichtihi. Misa and Malkus is like one long Misa. So instead of going and just taking the person and doing one of the four misois bezdin, he unfortunately gets tortured first, and that torture is in the form of the malchus. Azoi shtaitin the Torah, according to Mishmael, if you gave hasra both the malchus and to misa. Anyway, that's a pshat until this point. We're not done, but so far, according to Mishmael, einachanami, you would give both, but don't think that this is considered to be a violation of the Mishum Risha Achas Atam Achayvoy, or this din of the Kolman Ramine, because this is one long Misa. Give him the Malkus first, once he's totally without breath left, because you've given him the 39 lashes, now you go and kill him with one of the four Misas best. Faitamol Rav Akiva, Ihochi, Chayov Vikrisis Nami. Going back to Rabbi Kiva, he said, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rishachat is Machayvai, only one punishment and not two punishments. So, Bazai Chayav Akrisi, you're also giving him two punishments. My Amris, what did you say before? Shim Osir Tshuva. That's what Rabbi Kiva said at the top of the Amid. Chayav Akrisi, Sheshna Bechal Malkas Arboim. Shim Osir Tshuva, Bez Shalmal Amoichlin Lehen. That's very good if we know he did Tshuva. Whatever if he didn't do Tshuva yet? He still says, Bah, Shmah, Bah. He doesn't care. And therefore, Lechoyra, according to Mekivi, should also be Moide. Go and give him Malkus if he didn't do Tshuva. My Amishim also Tshuva. My Hashim Yisliyavi didn't do Tshuva until this point. Amr Bavo. Bavo says, I'll explain to you. The Befeirishim Satoira Chayav Ikrisis LeMalkus. The Torah has, in fact, Befeirishim Psukim, that a person is Mechoyiv Kareis, he gives Masra LeMalkus, he gets Malkus. Where do you find Beirish Rips of Torah? The Gama Le'enei, Mila'enecha. Vishtei Le'enei Ule'enecha. So again, we have the Torah Ora Shalom. Dalid, the Isha Sheyika Chesachoyse Bas Ovo Bas Imoi Vroes Ervasa. Visiris Ervasoi Chesedu. V'nichrisu l'ayni ben yamam. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak said at the top. We have the generic pasuk kechol hashiyas kechol teivus ha'ela, and the Torah says specifically ba'achoisoi another din of kareis. V'nichrisu l'ayni ben yamam. Notice it says that v'nichrisu li'ayni ayni ben yamam. Okay, so that's one pasuk. Now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk hey, abom yakenu l'yosef. This is talking about, of course, din of malchus. V'nichrisu l'akoyis ha'ela ma'karaba. Kimat the same word, and therefore, just like by Malkus is the din of Malkus, by Chayav Akris is an also din of Malkus. Maskel v'abba by Mamal. If you're telling me it's based on this limud, le'ene le'inecha, yochi Chayav Amisus bezinami. Nigmre me'ene me'le'inecha. This is the next pasuk vav. Vashtein pasik, v'ma'oyim ha'oyim me'enei. Right before we had li'enei, we had li'enecha, and now we have me'enei. V'oyim me'enei o'eda neses v'shkog, v'osu kol o'eda par ben mokra echa li'oyla, l'reich l'choyich l'ashen min chosoy v'nizkoy kamishpo d'osir izim echad le'chatas. This is talking about when Chas v'sholom Gans Klal Yisrael sinned based on a faulty psak of the Bezna Godel. However, we're not talking about the par helim dovishal tzibur or bar parakol abar kol mitzvois. That's dealt with in parshas Vayikra. This is a parsha which is the middle of a midbar, which is talking about a person that chas v'sholom kans klal yisrov also kol eida. Everybody sinned a sin of avodah zarah, and that's what the Gemara often refers to as seiri avodah zchichovim. That here it's not enough just to bring a par, you have to bring a par mit a soir, a par li oyle and a soir lechatzis. Anyway, that is obviously talking about vaita and iser, and avodah zarah is a classic case of chayavim mises bezdin. It's a din of skila, like we had back in Masechta Sanhedrin. So ibazoi yachi chayavim mises bezdinami. Excuse me, nigrim me'ene mileinecha. And therefore, let's go and learn the same way. Le'enei le'necha, me'enei le'necha. Let's learn the same drasha to tell you that even by Chayov and Mrs. Bezdin, there's a din of Malkus. Everything more done in li'enei mile'necha, me'enei mile'necha. Li'enei, li'enecha. That's kemat the same. In fact, exactly the same, except that you add the extra chaf at the end. But here we're talking about me'enei, li'enei, or it's more than that, ve'indonen me'enei mille'enecha, because li'enecha is, that's the passing by the Malkus, right, the niklachicha le'enecha. And here we're talking about, you want to give Malkus by chayove misois bezdin, like avodah zarah. So we have two differences, li'enei me'enei, and li'enecha, and just me'enei, two differences. And therefore that's why we don't learn it, one from the other. My nafke mina, was is the chilik? V'otan Rabbi Shmuel v'shova koin avoa koin zui yeshiva zui bia. Mora brings this often throughout Shas. The gabei a person who has negatzuras on the wall of his house. The koin comes the first time. The koin comes the second time. The Gemara learns zui bia zui yeshiva zui bia. That the same halacha applies. So okay, bia and shiva is much worse than death. Li einay mili einach. The oit, I have even worse than, I have even a better kasha. Ligmar me'enei mele'enei. Dohagomor li'enei mele'enecha. In other words, initially you're right. How do I know the din of Malkus? Abarim yakenu li'oisiv, and the pasuk ends off li'enecha. Now, if you wanted to learn directly from that le'enecha to the din of chayove Mises Bezdin, where it says me'enei li'enecha, that's already two changes. Li einecha, me einei, and it leinecha mitachof, me einei doesn't have a chof at the end. But I have a good idea. Since I already learned the din of kareis from achoisoi, where it says over there, the lashon of li einei, and I learned that from, that there's a din of malchus from li einecha, okay, so I don't need the malchus of li einecha anymore. That's already done. Now I'm just going to learn Mises Bezdin from kareis. Just like by kareis it says, v'nichrisu li einei, and here it says me'enei. No, me'enei li'enei are almost the same. Okay, you say this is a mem and this is a lamed. True, But by le'einecha, it was also, there's a difference of one letter that you added here a chaf and then you didn't have the chaf. So therefore, just like you were able to suffer the difference of one chaf between einei and einecha, you can suffer the difference of me'einei and li'einei. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That's where we are at this point, vis-a-vis Rabbi Kiva. Why does Rabbi Kiva distinguish between the case of Malkus by Croesus and Malkus by Mises Bezin? That by Croesus he says there is a din of Malkus, and Mises Bezin there's no din of Malkus. The Gemara initially said, well, I have this Svara because by the Mises, by the Kores B'dei Shemoyim, he has the ability to go and do tshuva, and therefore he's only down now to one punishment. There won't be Kores anymore. But he didn't do tshuva yet. When, if and when he'll do the tshuva, he might never do tshuva. But the Baal, he hasn't done any tshuva. And therefore, how are you going and giving him Malkus? So the same thing, so the Gemara said, this is nishver, because I have le'ene le'enecha to tell you a special limud that you can give Malkus v'chiyah v'karis. No, it's the same kasha is by Mises Bezin, I also have li'ene me'ene. There should be a din of a chiyav Malkus, even though it's a chiyav of Mises Bezin. And for the Gemara, Kimim Menei Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, a very easy teret. Kine Rishos, Mishim Rishachas, and Mechai, Vyat Mechai, Vishim Shtei Rishiyois. Barishim Mesula Bezin, Akosim Medaber. When do we say, give one punishment and not two punishments? The Torah is talking to Bezin. Bezin! You have the right to go and inflict one form of punishment per perpetrator, per violator. You cannot go and give him two separate punishments. But that's Bezin. You're talking about Kores B'dei Shemayim. As far as Bezin concerned, Bezin says, that's not my concern. That's Rabbeinu Shalom's concern. Rabbeinu Shalom will work it out. Either he will give Kores, he won't give Kores. Your tshuva, this tshuva. We Bezin only have one job, and that is to give Malkus, and we're going to go and give the Malkus. So that's how Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is mitaken, if you will, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rav Omar. Rav now starts off with something new in terms of, we started off the top Rashi, that Rashi told us that you gave a double Hasra, Hisru Boy, Misa Malkus, Loike Meis. He gets both punishments. And you remember, Rabbi Shmuel says, this is not two punishments, it's just one long Misa Arichta. Rav Amar, Asr Melech Tola, Kuli Alma, Leipligi, Di Ein Loik Umeis. If there had been Hasra for Misa, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree at the top, no such thing as two punishments. Once you give him Hasra Melech Tola, no Malkus. Keep ligid asked by Lamalkus, Rashi says Lamalkus lichudei. They only gave him Hasra for Malkus, nothing more. Rabbi Shmuel Savalav Shitlamar's Mises Bezdin, Loikin Olav, a lav, where the Toyris Ashora, where the lav comes to tell you, don't do this lav, because if you do the lav, you're going to get Mises Bezdin, Loikin Olav. You can still give Malkus if you gave him Hasra on the Malkus. For Bekiva Sov, a lav shouldn't last as Mises Bezin, any Loikin Olav. The fact that this lav is an Ashora, which leads to an Oynish and Mises Bezdin, that the Torah says this lav is not a Malkus lav, this is a Mises Bezdin lav. Since a Mises Bezdin lav, no din of Malkus, according to Rebbe Kiva. Frank Demar Bekiva, okay, Chayav Krisa Nami, say the same thing. If the Torah tells us a lav, Shinitlas Horis Karisu, that the purpose of this lav is to introduce an Oynish of Karis, like for instance, any one of the Aroyas where there's only a din of Karis, where it says Loi Segala, Loi Segala, Loi Segala, those lavin are lav that were designed as an introduction to the Oynish of Karis. So say the same Svara, just like Rabbi Kiva said a moment ago. A lav, which is Nitlas Horis Mises Bezin, that the purpose of placing this lav in the Torah is to tell you if you're going to be over the lav, you're going to get Mises Bezin. The purpose of these lavin by all the Chayav Yikris is to tell you you're going to go and get Karis. If you're going to go and get Karis, and then there's no lav l'malkus. Omer Amarchal Ravashi, Hochi Omer Avimi Mehegronya, Mishmei Derova, Chayav Yikris is loy tzrichi hasra, the dinim of Karis in the Torah don't require. Now we say over here Hasra, we don't mean Hasra the way we teach Hasra, a warning by Edom. We mean Ilo Tzrichi Azhara. You don't need the lav in the Torah. A person can get Karis without being over a lav. Really? How could that be? So Avada, Shari Pesach Amila, Onesh Avu Pishloi is here. By Pesach Amila, Pesach we just had, Yom Tov Pesach, but the times of the Beis Mikdash we had the carbon Pesach, and Mila that you have every day when you have a child that becomes Baruch Hashem 8 days old, we go and do Bris Mila. If you fail to do the Pesach on the Mila, Chas V'Shalom is a din of Karis. But there's no lav associated or affiliated with those two. So you see that there is no such concept of a lav shenitn las horas creases, because you don't need a lav for creases. Since you don't need a lav for creases, what does the lav do accomplish? To go and give an oinish of malchus. Chayiv creases like tzrichi asura, that means it doesn't need an ashora in the Torah, an isur, shir pesach abil, on a shav bish loyhizir. Frank timar b'dim la'ashora the carbon. Maybe the reason why the Torah goes and gives you an ashora, like all of these loy segale, is not to go and tell you a din of creases. Maskin. Karis doesn't need a lav. But you need the lav to go and tell you that if you failed, if you did the lav and you did it b'shoigig, not on purpose, it was a shaygig, a person lived with his sister, he didn't realize that was his sister, and afterwards he realized it, so it was a shaygig. That's why the lav, Elisa Gala, comes to tell you the din of bringing a carbon at any time. I'm sorry?
A carbon chattas.
Of course a carbon chattas. The dumas are the carbon. The ha pesach umila, the less bu asara, loimaisi carbon. Pesach Amila, where there is no Asara, as you just pointed out a moment ago, the Gemara pointed out, Pesach Amila doesn't have any Asara. And guess what? They don't bring a carbon either, Bishoygig. Because they only bring a carbon Bishoygig, of course, of a Lav Sheish Bekaris, and not an Esa Sheish Bekaris. So no din of carbon. So Ibazoi, maybe that's what the Lav comes to tell you. So, okay, I agree with you. The Lav didn't come to tell you the din of Karis, because Pesach Amila, you get Karis even without the Lav. But nevertheless, the lav came to tell you that the din of carbon chatos if you did a b'shoigig. So Ibazoi, I don't have a lav to go and tell you a din of malchus. Everything more lav ain't a taimel mishum the iskish kol atoyde kol avodes kachavim. But avodes kachavim shevial taisa av kol shevial taisla for kihani to come asay. What does the Gemara mean to say? We just said before, what's the reason why chas v'shalom a person goes and get a Mises Bezdin, or why does a person, if he did it b'shoigig, you have to go and bring a carbon and then of karis. So that's all based on avoidus kechavim. What means avoidus kechavim? A person does avoidus zara. Now, the Gemara says that man avoidus kechavim shev al taisa. It doesn't mean shev al taisa in the traditional sense that we think of shev al taisa. What means shev al taisa? You can be over the isa of avoidus zara by sitting on your hands. There's no way you can be over avodah zarah sitting on your hands. You have to do some sort of maisa, whether it's zibuach, whether it's kitur, whether it's shtachava, all of those things. You got to do a maisa. What the Gemara means to say is that the Torah is instructing you when you face avodah zarah, shev al taisa, don't do it. Because if you do it, you're going to be kum va'aseh, and then you're going to be over the lav. So the Lashon Shav Al Taisa means, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, by any other of the 365 lav that the Torah gave us, says the Torah, don't do it. Just sit on your hands. Don't. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't eat Chalev. Don't eat Noisa. All of these are lavin. Of course, you can only be over these lavin. It's a lav Sheyesh by Maisa. True. But the lav is... it's the instruction of the Torah. Just don't do it. Shev al taisa. Sit on your hands and don't do it. Af kol shev al taisa. Same thing applies to all other things. Sit on your hands and don't do it. Lafuke hani. To exclude those two. What are those two? That's Pesach and Mila. The Kumasei. Within the Torah says, get up and do it. Oh, so therefore, since I see that the Torah gives us a din of kareis, and the din of Karis applies not only by all those avers, but even by these two. Not only by the Shavyal Taisis, even by these two Kumbases. So what do I have the love for in the Torah? The love that the Torah gives us is not to go and tell you about the Korban, is not to come to tell you an Asara of Koris. You don't need that. But Pesach HaMila is no din of Koris, no din of Korban. So therefore, what the love is coming to tell you is to go and give Malkis according to Rabbi Kiva, even though there's no Malkis by Chayovei Misas Bezim, but there is a Chia Malkis by Chayovei Krisus, if you give him Hasra'a Lim Malkis. Just one more moment. Ravina Omar. Ravina is again coming to Masak in the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva, and he says, you know, you've gotten a little bit off track. What did Rabbi Kiva say initially? He says that the reason why there is no din of Malkis by Mises Bezdin, but there is by Karis, because a Karis, a person can go and do tshuva. So what was the Gemara's kasha? But the Vali didn't do tshuva, so therefore he's still chayiv Karis. Like we said at the outset, Shem also tshuva Bezdin shel malam oichlen had. Ay, my Amos, what was the kasha that he asked? Holo yavet tshuva? Loi psika milza le Karis. Loi psika milza means we don't know for a fact yet what's going to happen. From now, when the person did this Aveira, let's say he's 20 years old, and let's say he's going to get Karis at the age of 60, he's got 40 years during which he might do tshuva. During that 40 years, if he does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu mimoichel, he won't get the Karis at the end. Ah, because of that, even though there's taka and a possibility that he won't do tshuva, you're right, but there's a possibility that he will do tshuva. That's already enough to go and give a malchus at this time, because the malchus is not something that we're talking about that we know for a fact that he's going to go and give, going to do tshuva, and therefore you can give him malchus. Just the idea that he might do tshuva is already enough to go and say, don't give him malchus, because of the fact, or by chorus, you're allowed to give the malchus. Look at the top of Rashi. Top Rashi. And that's why by Chayovim Mises Bezdin, no Malkus, because that would be two punishments. We don't know for sure. Maybe yes, maybe not. Since maybe yes, maybe not, Bezdin is authorized to go in and administer tshuva, not tshuva, administer malchus right now. He might do malchus later, you know, die the simcha b'shatter. But in the meantime, since we don't know what his future status will be, so we don't know whether he will get karis in the future or not, therefore, teval give malchus. And with this, we have concluded the discussion of Rabbi Shmuel and Reb Akiva. Mitchum, tomorrow we'll continue with Reb Yitzchak. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for participating.